There was great excitement around the racing world with the news coming through that a full sister to Frankel was born at Judmont Farms last month. And it's with great pleasure that we welcome in the stud director of Judmont Farms to tell us all about this beautiful little filly, Simon Mockridge. Good morning, Simon, Australian time. How excited are you about the arrival of a full sister to Frankel?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's the first foal the mare's managed to have for the last four or five years. So we were delighted when it came along. And obviously the fact that it's a filly for the longer term is a major fillip for us.
Yeah, by Galileo, out of kind. Can you describe what she's like?
Yeah, she's the most wonderful looking individual. Beautiful head to her, great depth through the girth, very broad quartered. Yeah, she's all Galileo. She looks like she's a very nice filly for the future.
It's certainly exciting for the future bloodlines. Tell us a little bit about Kind. You said it's the first foal that she's managed to have for the last couple of years. How old is she?
Well, she's a 2001, so she's 17 this year. Yeah, we've had a few problems with her. Unfortunately, she's not maintained her pregnancies for the last three or four seasons. So it's great to have a live foal on the ground.
Well, we know Frankel's full brother was of Group 1 quality as well. She'll never, ever see a sale ring, but what price or value do you think she would have in world racing, this little girl?
I don't think that's a question I can particularly answer. She'll never be for sale.
Well, what Frankel has managed to do in the breeding barn is almost as spectacular as what he was able to do on the track as well. What's it like working so closely with what is most people or many consider the best horse that's ever been?
Well, he's the most fantastic horse. As we saw in training, he has this great character. He's a spectacular stallion. He breeds very well. He's taken everything from the racetrack into the breeding shed, really. He's great fertility, and he's made an absolutely wonderful start with his first crop of runners. And as we've seen, it's an international crop of runners. Mm. He's done very well in Japan. He's doing well in America now. I'd like to think that he can continue and bring you some excitement down in Australia as well.
Yeah, we're starting to see the first Frankels here in Australia, which is very exciting for everyone involved. No doubt you've been keeping an eye on our Wonder Mare Winx as well. Would that be a dream mating in the future, maybe, a Frankel Winx foal?
Well, I think we'd all love to see that. First of all, we'd love to see Winx at Royal Ascot. I think that would be the first challenge, is to convince everyone to bring her up here. Such a wonderful race mare. Any stallion master would like to see her in the breeding shed.
Well, Simon, thanks for taking a short amount of time this morning. I know you're out at Newmarket on the farm. Very, very good news to hear that we'll get to see another full sister to Frankel out on the racetrack very, very soon, and for future in the breeding barn as well. Thanks for having a chat to us this morning on Racing Pulse.
No, it's a pleasure, Michael, and thank you for calling.